Growing the Game with Ballsy is brought to you by Self Selects Football, helping to develop the stars of tomorrow today. And by Paul Waldo at Royal LePage in Regina. If you want to get in the real estate game, give Paul a call at 306-502-5355.
And just before we roll on with our interview with John Ryan here on Growing the Game with Ballsy, wanted to give an extra shout out to David Dubé with Pizza Huts in Saskatchewan as he's come on board once again to support this podcast, as he's a great, great supporter of amateur football in this province and across Canada. Definitely a guy, not only with financial backing, but the smarts in terms of the football world. Of course, he was a former U of S Husky in his own right. Anyway, let's carry on with the podcast. This is Growing the Game with Ballsy, and we're joined on the phone by John Ryan in Los Angeles. So California's on a lockdown. How strange is that?
Yeah, it's really strange. It's funny how quickly things have progressed where, you know, a week and a half ago we were watching NHL and NBA on TV, and it seems like every single day from then it just got worse and worse. And then, yeah, on Thursday night here in L.A., they kind of put the whole state on lockdown.
So what have you been doing in quarantine?
I've been, you know, I'm not going to lie, I've been kind of enjoying it. You know, we have to sleep in a little bit, and I'm lucky enough to have a gym here at the house, so I keep up with my workouts, and I've been doing that and reading a lot.
Can you go out at all? You can't go out for a walk? Like, you couldn't go in the park by yourself and punt a few footballs? Like, you got to stay in the house, period?
No, you're allowed out for to get groceries, to get any kind of medical supplies, or see a doctor, or just for fresh air, so I'm still able to go to the field. You know, it's weird driving there. There's about, you know, 10% of the cars are on the road that normally are. So I'm still able to go to the park and kick. So that's good. But other than that, you know, everything's pretty much closed. You know, restaurants are still doing delivery and takeout. But other than that, it's pretty quiet.
And so what, any good sports movies you're watching while you're quarantined? Have you done any of that? What have you been watching besides your wife's stuff?
I actually watched Kingpin yesterday. You know, that's a good classic bowling movie with Bill Murray and
Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, that was a great movie. But I'm a big baseball movie guy. So, you know, like Field of Dreams, For Love of the Game, Bull Durham. Those are kind of my top three baseball movies.
Do you watch Major League? Do you like Major League too?
I love Major League. That's also definitely a classic.
It is a classic for sure. John Ryan joining us here, Growing the Game with Ballsy. Hey, speaking of health scares, man, let's talk about this. You had a health scare of your own here that didn't involve COVID-19. Fill us in a bit if you could, John.
Yeah, I had a bit of some skin cancer on my neck that popped up. I've always been very careful to wear a lot of sunscreen. And, you know, as a ginger, I have to take a lot of precautions. My mother lathered me in sunscreen going up, and you know, I've always been very diligent, and you know, I've gone once a year to the dermatologist to get a full body scan, to get everything checked. And I have a mark on my neck there, a little concerned about last year, and they froze it off, and it grew back even bigger, so they identified that it was skin cancer. So, you know, it's one of those things that you have to be so careful about. If I hadn't gone to the dermatologist, it just looked like a little dry spot on my neck. And so I was supposed to have surgery last week to remove the the spot, and you know, this coronavirus kind of had that canceled. So luckily, it's a pretty slow moving cancer that the doctor is very confident that he can wait till after this coronavirus has swept through to be able to operate on.
So you lather yourself up, you're playing, but is it in an area where you're exposed when you're playing football?
Yeah, it's kind of like just below where a helmet would rest on my cheek, you know, just on the start of my neck there. So it's kind of an awkward area where, you know, sweat's rolling down from your helmet would kind of wipe out any sunscreen in that area. You know, just you know, being outside in the, you know, 2-3 hours every afternoon playing pro football, you know, you're kind of out there in the peak of the sun, and coaches don't usually do a sunscreen break, so you know, you kind of sweat it off a little bit. So it was kind of an area that was susceptible.
So when something like that happens, even though it does appear that it'll be manageable, and thank God for that, what pops into your mind?
It's a scare at first. You know, whenever you hear the C word, you know, when you get a call that you have some type of cancer, it's scary, especially, you know, in my family. As you know, my father passed away of cancer, and my mother had cancer, or thyroid cancer, when she was younger. So whenever you hear that word, you know, it puts a little bit of scare into you. And, you know, just, you know, I want to make that a kind of a message to people to just be careful with your skin. You know, it's sometimes you can't even do enough. You have to keep on, you know, getting checked by a dermatologist and kind of do your own kind of body scans as much as possible.
Yeah, for sure. John Ryan joining us here. Okay, let's talk a little bit, and I don't want to gloss over that. I'm glad everything's okay, and hopefully you can get in sooner rather than later to get that taken care of. Let's talk a little NFL here. We've talked about Brady the last little while. Brady's a Buccaneer. That's wild, man.
It is wild. You know, it's just crazy to ever – you can't ever imagine him in any other jersey than the Patriots jersey. So, you know, it's kind of how the world of sports works, how the business side of it works, that, you know, almost everyone eventually moves on. To be able to play in one place for 20 years is incredible. But, you know, it's going to be really weird to see him, you know, have that Buck jersey and probably retire in a Buck jersey.
Yeah, no, for sure. How do you think that's going to go? Do you think Brady will be more successful in Tampa, or Belichick will be more successful without Brady?
Well, that's a good question. I'm not sure. You know, I think Belichick is definitely, you know, probably the greatest coach of all time. And I think that, to be honest, I think he's the one that makes it go. You know, I've said for years, it's kind of a two-headed monster, him and Brady. But, you know, it will be interesting to see. You know, they'll obviously have to find a quarterback right away, and it'll be interesting to see who they have in that position. So we'll see what happens. You know, I think that he was kind of the number one guy there, and Brady was 1A if he's the guys that make that thing go. And also, it's going to be interesting to see what Brady does in Tampa.
Are you surprised that DeAndre Hopkins got traded for David Johnson going to Arizona for the Cardinals running back that's been in decline for a while?
Yeah, I was very surprised by that. You know, DeAndre Hopkins is still in his prime. There's no decline there. You know, he could easily come out and have 1,400 yards and 10 touchdowns next year. But it'll be interesting to see how that goes too. You know, it's hopefully the season isn't delayed by this coronavirus, because it's going to be a pretty interesting season.
Yeah, for sure. Now let's talk LA. I wonder, will that stadium be up and running in time with this shutdown in California? Looks like it could be maybe behind a bit.
Yeah, no, it's already been pushed back an entire year from all the rains we got here a couple of years ago. That was enough to push it back a whole year. And now, I mean, I don't know if how the construction is going to be going right now, if it's going to be grinding to a halt. So I'm pretty looking forward to seeing the stadium. You know, I think they said by the time it's all said and done, it could be over $5 billion. Yeah. Which, you know, you compare that to, I think the stadium in Dallas was like a $1.5 billion or something. So we're looking at a $5 billion stadium. It's going to be hopefully, if it ever gets finished, a pretty lovely stadium.
Yeah, and staying with L.A. for a second, since you're there, Todd Gurley and Melvin Gordon, a case of two running backs who were actually drafted in the same class. The Rams cut Gurley, and Gordon, he turned down $10 million a year to stay with the Chargers back last year and ends up, I think, settling for $8 million over 2 years, like $16 million over 2 years, $8 million a year with the Denver Broncos. So we're seeing that the running back position is not getting the money it used to.
No, it's just that I think we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, how it's the decline happens quickly. You know, if you look at the progression of a running back, you know, he might rush for 1,000, then 1,300, then 1,500, and, you know, and then it drops off to the next year he's rushing for like 400 yards. You know, the drop-off is so quick because of the athleticism in the linebacker position and these defensive guys that, you know, they're so quick that running backs don't really run away from them anymore. And so as soon as they lose that step, they find themselves, you know, kind of out of a job. So, I mean, as on the business side, as a running back, I would never leave money on the table, because it won't be there for long.
Okay, so do you think it looks like probably training camp in the CFL is going to be pushed back, I'd assume, hey? It looks like it doesn't look like you'll, because they've closed the borders. It's going to be interesting to see what happens over the next couple of months here.
It will be. It's a little bit scary. You know, the unknown is a little scary. You know, we got a letter from an email from the league a couple of days back, kind of just saying they're playing it by ear, and, you know, it's kind of uncharted territory, and they don't necessarily can't really say what they're doing right now, because, you know, it still is you know, almost 2 months away to the start of training camp. But at the same time, the way things are progressing, it doesn't look great right now. So, you know, if they have to push it back, I think that's whatever's best for the players, whatever's best for the general population to keep everyone safe is what I'll support and what all the players will support. But, you know, you'd hate to see the CFL lose a season, or, you know, I don't even want to talk about that right now, but, you know, to lose too many games would be pretty bad.
Yeah, we're a long way out from that, but imagine not having the Grey Cup in Regina when we expected to. But a wily old veteran like you probably doesn't mind not having a long training camp. It's for the younger guys trying to cut their teeth and impress. It would hurt for sure.
That's what really hurts. You know, they're canceling these combines and stuff. You know, these are opportunities for these young guys to really prove themselves, especially in the CFL, because a lot of these CIS guys haven't had a chance to stack up against, you know, pro-level players a lot. So that's kind of their opportunity to prove themselves in a training camp. And I remember when I was in my first training camp in Winnipeg, you know, I needed all three of those weeks to really prove myself on that stage. So yeah, I just feel bad for these younger guys. Some of the older guys, you know, they're not going to mind a shortened training camp because they've already proven themselves and the clubs know what they can do. But yeah, really, it's gonna hurt these young guys.
You're going to hear John Ryan when we get back to it on CKRM with Kicking It segment on Sports Cage Sunday. But right now it's on hiatus. But thanks for joining us, John, here. Stay safe and we'll talk to you soon. And good luck with the skin cancer surgery. And hopefully everything goes well there too.
All right. Thanks a lot, Baldy.